Let's see. We flew out from here, from the Penn Air Terminal, a week ago, and flew into the base camp at Dog Salmon River.
Hey, dude.
What's up? Well, there's a pen. Yeah, there's a pen, and inside the pen is mud. But it used to be lawn, but pigs are really good at turning lawn into mud, especially when it's running, raining.
Interestingly, we saw a sow with two cubs on the side of the mountain, and all of a sudden there was this lot bigger bear above him and came down toward him, and the two bears were just nose to nose like a couple of dogs posturing to each other. And this was like a mile off, but we could see them.
Oh, he's like petting it. He's like saying goodbye or sorry.
And anyway, my guide predicted that that bear was going to keep coming down. And when we were confident of that, we grabbed our packs and took off at 4 o'clock on Monday afternoon.
Oh, he's petting him again.
And shot the bear at 4:45.
Oh, my God. Wow, that was so quiet.
Just huge relief. And, you know, just a lot of thankfulness that, you know, nobody's hurt.
No, he's going in with the knife. Yeah, its eyes are still looks conscious.
The conditions were just right, but it was a lot of relief because, you know, this has been 2 years in the planning and, you know, many more years than that on my mind, so.
So they're going to string it up by its front legs first.
Yeah, they have that.
The bear is nearly 9 feet. The thing that's so remarkable about the bear, though, is that I like the most in my wife, and it's important because she'll love this because it's beautiful. Down to its foot is dark brown, and then it's just varying shades of brown, light brown, blonde, and tan. Big, wide head.
Yeah. Other pig's just happily eating its cottage cheese.
Doing its thing.
It's a beautiful, beautiful specimen. Lucky to have it. Yep.
So it has no ability to feel anything, but when you still cut the throat and it's dying, it still kicks quite a bit.
Yeah.
Even though it reacted to the knife?
Hard to say. Is consciousness or just reaction to pain?
Right. Well, that's what I'm saying.
It's what
like,
level
his
of
nerves are still working.
What level of
catching the red eye out of Anchorage. Now I might be back home in a day. That'd be amazing. I'll have to call one of the boys to come pick me up.